Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. We welcome you to join us in a study of God's Word today. May God open your heart and mind as you listen to the eternal truths found in His Word.
Well, just a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to have my grandchildren up here from New York. And I can tell you, my husband's just as excited about having grandchildren with us than as I am, no matter what we're doing. And we actually had the kids overnight by ourselves because my daughter's 10th anniversary, so we got to have the little ones. Noah is 6 years old. She is the youngest, and Ayla is 8. And we were always trying to find things to do, and it was really important because it was raining outside. So there was we had some limitations. So we decided, we all love brownies. So we decided, okay, we're going to make brownies. So as we get everything together, Ayla goes, gets the eggs, and Noah grabs the oil. And as we're making these brownies, the girls say, Nana, let's put some extra stuff in it. And I said, well, okay, what do you want to do? And Noah, the younger one, says, Nana, why don't we kind of make it like a s'more? We'll throw marshmallows, we'll ground up the graham crackers, and I saw a candy bar in the refrigerator. Let's put that in. And I said, okay, Nana's going to let them do whatever they want. You know, sure, let's ground it up, let's put it inside. And then Ayla says, Nana, I have a bag of gummy worms. Can we throw them in? Sure, go ahead and throw them in. And Nana, when I went to get the candy bar, I saw some butterscotch chips. Can we throw that in? And I said, yeah, go ahead, go grab them. We'll throw it all in. Let's go ahead. And then Noah, she is my fruit kid, and she said, Nana, there's some strawberries. Can we throw those in? Sure, let's cut them up. Let's throw them in. So we put it all together, and we put them in the oven, believing these brownies would be better than any brownie we have ever had. Well, Paul has been writing this letter to the Colossians and trying to make sure that he speaks to them because he knows that right now that they are being challenged by a lot of false teachers. And the teachers are saying that the gospel of Jesus is incomplete, that there's more to know that has been hidden from them. And that they just have the basic knowledge, the basic brownie. There is so much more that is missing. So Paul, if you remember, we've been working through Colossians for the last couple weeks, and he started his letter with a prayer. And that prayer tried to give the Colossians a way to hold off their comments from the heretic false teachers, and for them to understand the truth in the midst of it. So if you remember, at the very beginning, we talked about knowing God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And that was for them to understand, to continue to grow in knowledge of God, to know how to respond in the light of what God, who God is, and what Jesus has done. When we understand that, less people can tell us something different. And he told us to make sure that we live a life worthy of God. Remember, we talked about that a bit, and we talked about how we need to live to know God, and as we live to know God and please him, we become fruitful. We become able to be his hands and feet on this earth. And that in all that, we become thankful, which in our thankfulness, we just pour over in the world love. We are grateful for someone to love us so amazingly that we fall and show love to the world around us. And understand that everything we receive when we believe in Christ. Paul told them what Jesus had accomplished. Just last week we talked a little bit about that. But he gave them all the list of all the things that have been accomplished in Christ. And this letter is not something they read once and put aside. This is their Bible. This is their word. They will read this over and over again, and they will read it just as I read it out loud and to you, and as I will read the second chapter. This is how they learned, and they would all hear it and remember what God was doing amongst them. He told them to never forget that Jesus is the invisible, is the image of the invisible God. That when you see Jesus, you see God. And remember, when I wrote at the beginning of the letter reminding you of all that Christ has accomplished, there is so much that accomplished in Christ that it cannot be accomplished by anyone else, and he is the only one that can do this. We talked about Christ in you, the mystery of God in Christ who is revealed. God is in Christ, Christ is in us. As we walk, we carry God with us. We carry Christ with us. Christ within us. I'm going to read Colossians chapter 2, 1 through 23. And just listen to what Paul is saying, because remember, he's trying to guide this young church. Many of them came out of paganism. Many of them weren't Jews. Many of them knew about different gods. They had different ways of worship. So this, in Christ, is a new thought for them, is a new process. And in the meantime, they're looking around them and seeing Jews with all their proper ways of following God and saying, maybe we don't have everything. Maybe there is some truth to this, these teachers, because they don't know their faults or not, do they? So let's read Colossians 2. And hear Paul in this. Hear Paul's heart in this, because he is warning them. His heart is breaking that he can't go and talk to them personally. You can feel the passion in his voice, and you can almost make it sound authoritative, but it's not. It's more, I want you to know. I want you to know. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all those and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may be deceived by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you are taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with circumcision done by hands of men, but with the circumcisions done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to religious festivals, a new moon, celebration, or Sabbath day. These are shadows of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and worships angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Since you have died with Christ to the basic principles of the world, Why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use, because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgences. The word of the Lord. You know, when I was growing up, we would always go over my Nana's house. And in my Nana's house, usually there's a football game on or something going on, and my uncle and my grandfather was the quietest man I've ever seen. He would be in a rocking chair and you would hardly ever hear him, except when there was a debate. And then, oh my goodness, he came to life. But all of them, and it was my great uncle too, so all these guys are in there. And I was a young girl in there. I loved sports, so I was interested in some of these things. And it's funny because as I looked on, I saw that they all had opinions, you know? And they all thought they were right. You know, there was, you know, and if they didn't think they were making their point, they'd get louder. And I guess that made it right, you know? And when I looked in, I saw that there was some truth in everything they said. But in the same way, there was a lot that wasn't true, but sounded good attached to the truth. But it's just that each one wanted to seem right. It really got past the time of being right. They just wanted to be, they wanted them to have the glory. They wanted to be seen. It was their pride was on the line. And a lot of times, it looked like it was just wasted time. There was a lot of nothing in there. And I think that's what Paul is talking about when he talks about fine-sounding arguments. That there's just a lot of stuff being said. Hollow and deceptive philosophies was what he was talking about. And heresies, that they took the gospel of Jesus Christ and they started adding things to it. That Christ isn't enough. That in him have to be these added objects to make him whole or complete. And a lot of them, they had the issue of saying that the average person isn't smart enough to understand everything they need to know about Jesus. So that there has to be these leaders that can teach about Christ and about the other things you need. So follow us, because you definitely can't learn it on your own. And Paul answered that back by saying, Christ himself is the mystery of God. God in Christ, that is the only mystery. That is what we should concentrate on, not a mystery of something else outside. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. But there were other heresies that were going on at that time. There was people that followed the stars, astrology. There was people, and if you heard in the first scripture, it was talking about all these different heresies years and years before Christ came. And one of them was this about astrology, and that you needed special knowledge to read the stars and to know what was going on. And if they followed the stars, they know what God was going to do, as if God needed the stars to do it. We have to remember, Paul says, God made the stars. Trust in the one who made the stars. Jeremiah 10:12 says, but God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom. And he stretched out the heavens by his understanding. God made the stars. There was another one that actually I hear a lot about at times, in angel worship. At that time, what was believed by some of the false teachers is that God was unreachable and that there were intermediaries, and there were several levels of them. And so you couldn't really pray to God. You had to make a stepping stone through these angels and make your way in order to get close to God. It's kind of strange in a lot of ways, if you think about it, that that we would even think that knowing what we knew at that time, if you go back. But we know through Matthew 6:6, Jesus tells us, he says, when you pray, go into your room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. He didn't tell us to go see an angel. He didn't tell us anything about going to angels. And even back in Exodus 20:3-4, it says, have no other gods before me, and no idol in the form of anything from heaven above or the earth below. The other one, since around this area was a lot of Jewish people who had already been circumcised, who had shown in the flesh what is supposed to be in the heart. And so these Judaizers, who had Jews that became Christians, said, wait a minute, before you can be a Christian, you've got to go back and get circumcised. And this was a problem in so many ways, because when you're doing something other than believing in Christ to have salvation, you have just disregarded Christ. So the problem was, though, that they saw these Jewish people who had been following God for quite some time. And I wonder, and I'm going to step into it at a different time, but I wonder if sometimes we're like that. We see someone that is so holy, or perceived so holy, that we want to be doing what they are doing, or have what they have, so we will try to grab hold of that instead of staying with Christ is enough. Christ is all in all. So in Galatians 5:6, it says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Well, we're still with the Jews. I think the pagans had a real hard time with the Jews because of all the rituals, and we all want to grab hold of something, do you know what I mean? And so they had the rules and regulations. Paul talked about holidays, the religious festivals, the new moons, the going on the Sabbath, and also the dietary restrictions. Don't eat this, do eat that. Paul says regulations were shadows of the reality that was to come in Christ, that they're no longer needed. We don't need to do something to have our salvation. We do it in response to having our salvation. We come to church, Christ is the head of the church. We come to church because we choose to come, not because our salvation is based on us coming. And it's nice to be in a body of believers together when the world outside is pulling us away from God. When we have a lost one, when we've lost someone that knows the Lord and has such strong faith in who God has created in her, we can watch that witness, and we claim that witness, and we know we will see that person again. We live with hope. We don't live by sight. We know, and even though the pain is great, even because we love so well, the pain is so great, we know that it is not the end. That is what many people live without, which is horrible. But I will get to see Beverly again. I'm excited to see her again. She's probably hanging with my mom. So 1 Corinthians tells us, and remember that I said about the Jewish community, that that they felt like they had to do these things. But Paul says the regulation are shadows of the reality. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:10? It says, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. The imperfect of finding Christ, finding God, finding salvation was displaced now. It doesn't matter. Those things don't count because we have Christ. Christ is our salvation. You know, today we're not very dissimilar. I was getting to that a little bit ahead of time, but we're not that dissimilar. It's kind of hard to hold back at times because I know that many of us have come back, come to Christ through other methods, through ways of we had worshipped other gods. You know, you can say it could be materialism. It can be actually thinking there's other gods. But the thing is that many of us live that way, and many of us, even once they come to Christ, they like to hold on to some of those things. We want familiar stuff. Do you know what I mean? Just like the Jews didn't want to give away their things that they knew were right, all the rules on the Sabbath that they had to not carry their mat and everything else. We have very similar situation in us when we think we need these extra things to have salvation, but it is Christ who gives us life. It is nothing else. And you know, I think the hard part about this is where Paul is trying to help the Colossian church understand to have more knowledge in God. I think that's the downfall of today. Many of us, for myself included, I knew what I heard. I never opened the Bible. I never knew what God had said. I only knew what someone else told me. I mean, up until then, I thought cleanliness was next to godliness, and it was in the Bible. It's not in the Bible, guys. It's not in the Bible. But someone I respected said it. And I said, oh, gosh, I knew a scripture, you know. So I was good to go, you know. The problem is that we need to say, the person I have to know is the person of Jesus Christ. And the deeper I go in the knowledge of him, the more I know his truth, the more I have assurance, the more I can trust. We seem to want to go out and earn our salvation. You know, maybe if I fast and pray long enough. The thing is, again, there's nothing wrong with fasting and praying. I think it's wonderful, but it's not dependent on my salvation. I have that already, but it is a way for me to be intimate with God. I don't fast so I can have more of God. It's more, he can have more of me. More that he has my attention. He's already chasing after me. He chases after all of us continually until he has us in his arms. There's even people that there is even a depth of self-denial or even a self-torture thinking that they can get a higher holiness, thinking that there's a better salvation. But the good news is he is more than enough. He did all that was needed. And for in Christ, again, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. You have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority, buried with Christ and made alive through faith in the power of God. Jesus is Lord. Our sins are forgiven. The written code is canceled. He has disarmed the powers and authorities. He's taken away any power and authority over us. Everything we need for salvation is found in Christ. Look no further. There's nothing more to add. Look only to Christ. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 2:12. The brownies came out of the oven, guys. I just want to tell you, the brownies came out of the oven. We had one side that was burnt. We had another side that was gooey. We looked at it and thought, oh my goodness, what is it? But we thought, we're going to taste it. This is going to be good. And the girls were excited still. They would go, but it probably tastes good, Nana. It probably tastes good. And I said, well, let's see. Why don't we each have a piece and we'll do it all together? You know, because they like those kind of things. We have to do things together. And so we all took a piece. And we were all waiting for someone else to say something. And I said, I don't know, girls. And they said, well, Nana, I can't taste the brownie. I can't taste the brownie at all. And you could taste a little of this and a little of that and a little bit more, but there was no brownie to be tasted. Our whole hope was to have a brownie. It wasn't good at all. We did think we could make a super brownie, make the big brownie better as we added more and more and more stuff. But what we did is we lost the brownie. My heart is you don't lose Jesus. in the mix of everything else that the world wants to give you, offer you, share with you. Know that Christ is complete. Don't add anything. Add nothing.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. Our website also includes instructions for subscribing to our podcast so you can have a message delivered to you weekly. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.